I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano's show. Good Tuesday, everyone. Boy, it's rare that you can get somebody like Tom Hogan on who, you know, in measured terms but direct terms, tells you what's going on with a place like Chester County. You got the illegal issue. And then you have the Larry Krasners in Philadelphia morphing over into the suburbs. They don't want to hear that in Philadelphia. They never want to hear it. They don't want to hear it in San Francisco. They don't want to hear how this works. And the only thing that stops them are the people that we send to elective office, hopefully overwhelming, except for the morons in that galaxy far, far away, Harrisburg. They have more of the power to do something about some of this stuff. They're the ones that ought to be on the front line scheming to push back and rein Philadelphia in to say, if you want to continue to do this, we're not paying for it. There's all kinds of things they can do. They're such busy, busy people. They never seem to get to it. All right, do you remember, I'm not sure if they're still in operation now, the Borgata Babes? I saw this today at NJ.com. They sued the casino a decade ago, and they're finally getting their day in court. Rules about their weight were discriminatory, they say. Five of the original Borgata Babes, who sued the casino a decade ago claiming gender bias and a hostile work environment, can finally take their case in front of a jury. The plaintiffs, along with several other women who were hired to work as costume beverage servers in the casino's Borgata Babes program, claimed that the casino's rules on personal appearance standards subjected them to illegal gender stereotyping, sexual harassment, and to some plaintiffs, employment actions. Namely, the suit says the Borgata was allowed to control how much the babes weighed. So this has gone back and forth. The Superior Court dismissed the plaintiffs' claims in 2013 and in 2016. They ruled that the appearance standards are lawful. The part of the lawsuit brought by the 21 servers should return to court to determine if women were subjected to a hostile work environment, though. So they said the standards were okay, but it's how the casino bosses enforce them. The appeals decision says some of these enforced standards included harassment of women for their weight while battling illness or while pregnant. One woman says she was suspended after violating the weight rule while suffering severe asthma following her child's birth. She was told to lose a pound a week. Yeah, it's not easy. And one was said, hey, you're just getting fat. And the real reason is you want to wear the maternity costume. I didn't know there was a maternity costume. I saw that line. Remember this case? This was quite hot, and it's going on forever, and now they finally get their day in court. Let me say a couple things. One, obviously, these women are to be attractive. Now, here's what I want to talk. Have our standards of beauty, I know mine have, that any number of women, it's not, I don't know what these guys, I get it with the weight. They may have seen Casino with Robert De Niro too much. Remember, he brings in the women from Paris, and they're a little bit too heavy for Vegas standards. He has them on scales and all. Lose 5 pounds, honey. Get off the scale. Is it they were fixated on thinness versus attractiveness? Now, again, if you just say attractiveness of what men want in these servers, then that might even be worse. A court might say, well, if you're going to say that, you have to have some rule. And the weight rules then are specific. What I'm saying is this idea of just being thin, I think tastes have changed, and that's not the type of thing necessarily that's overly attractive. I mean, just look at any number of women out there that you wouldn't say are thin. Is thin the thing? These women should all have been thin to the extreme. 855-839-1210. You get a line. So after 10 years of this battle, how many times has it come up? It's back. Now it seems to be the way they enforced it. But the notion that the Borgata could not have some standard of beauty, attractiveness, that's what the job demanded. That's what they're there for. That's part of it when they try it out, without a doubt. Now, is that sexist? Yeah, well, you can say that's what they're selling in a casino. So 855-839-1210, I'd love to get you in. I'm kind of questioning, though, this idea that, you know, you can never be too rich or too thin. That's changed. You have women today that are some of the most attractive women that are not, if you weighed them, they're not thin. As far as, you know, some standard that's passe with this. So does that change stuff? Think of the most attractive women that are out there. Many of them work out. Many of them are heavier. Doesn't mean they don't look great than we used to see. So is this kind of a passe standard? But they do have to have a standard of attractiveness. That's what you're there for. I don't know if it's just to be pleasing, it's part of the whole thing, or to get people to buy more drinks. And it was catchy, the Borgata Babes. I'm not even sure if they're still there. But imagine after 10 years this has been going through the Jersey courts, it finally comes up. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. So when this comes up, you see female athletes, for example. I find any number of them attractive. But if you weighed them, you wouldn't see a low weight. You wouldn't see 110 pounds or under 120 or something like that. You wouldn't see it in many cases. Is that the standard? Just look at the women that are in any number of things, particularly entertainment. Are they the type where you would weigh them? And that would be your standard. But I found it amazing. 10 years in the making with this. When it first happened, most people said, yeah, Borgata has a right to do this. That's what the job's about. That's why they're interviewing you. It's about some form of attractiveness they're trying to get a handle on and make a judgment. Now, what about men? Well, I don't think they have men serving. You know, if they had enough where women were going to be influenced that, or gay males, they might do that. No, it's obvious. This is mainly a female thing. And is that gender stereotype? Well, it's the business. All right, so you get him right now at 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210 and you're on board. But imagine 10 years of this going through the courts, and now they feel they're on an equal playing field. 21 of these servers to have their day in court. I thought this was already litigated, at least in a court of public opinion. And people thought, yeah, it's part of the business. It may be sexist, but it's not illegal. It's not the type of thing that you should be able to cite the casinos and say, what, they can't weigh women? It's got to be demeaning. You know, it's got to be a difficult thing stepping on that scale and having to meet a weight, kind of like who else has to, a jockey, something like that, right? As one way to do it. Have you ever had to do that? Make a weight. The only thing I remember was when I was teaching high school, wrestlers having to make weight. Oh my God, the awful stuff they would do because they wanted to wrestle at a certain poundage. But this is your income. This is your job. This is what you have to come up with. This has gone on for 10 years. What I'm saying, though, is have a little bit of fun with this, aside from the court case. I think female standards of beauty, am I wrong? Women, you have to tell me. Is that what you want to tell this row all the time? Look how thin that woman is. Trust me, most men are not saying how thin she is. All right? It's not that at all. So they were going by weight. I guess they have to have a certain standard. That's what they were trying to enforce here. All right, other than saying, well, you're not as attractive, and I guess that's not a standard you can live with. And some of these women had gotten pregnant. Others had well, various things gone on, and they were forced to make weight, they say, in a demeaning manner. All right? Yeah, I guess they're going to try to make the case that this is about serving drinks. It's not about your weight. 855-839-1210. You get in. Now, if I were in charge, I'm not looking at your weight within certain limits. You know, should that be the standard? Look at the women today. Are they model thin? Is that the standard? I don't think so. You look at female athletes, you look at J-Lo, you look at Kardashian, you look at any number, they're not seen as model thin. I don't know whoever created that. I don't know if it was women that did that. I was joking with Ro yesterday. Do we have anybody listening that's a size zero? How could you be a size zero and be alive? And you have stores with these artificial things. What's driving you women to do that? I don't think it's men. I don't think you can blame us. All right, let's go to Anita. She's in Yardley on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Anita, good morning.
Hi, Don. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome. Well, thank you very much.
I've been listening. I do listen to you regularly, but I'm in my car.
Okay.
I'm on this Borgata thing and these women.
Yes.
You know, well, I've been in the workforce for about 45 years, 40 years.
Okay.
You know, and you realize that they were hired for the regatta for a certain image to do a certain, to serve,
mm-hmm.
and to be a part of that whole, image.
Well, we're in agreement, but is weight the thing by the pound?
Yes, it is. Weight is important for a person's height. You know, they have to, everything has certain limits, and with that particular one, weight was included, and they knew it.
Yeah, I'd have to go back in the court records to see what they're saying. Let's say they're saying if you're 5'6", you have to be 110 pounds. I think a lot of women...
I don't know that, but, you know, it's understood. It's understood. I mean, I knew that. I'm thin now, but I was heavier. But, you know, I knew there were certain things I couldn't do. I mean, I couldn't be a bunny, you know, and or certain other things. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be a ballerina, you know. I couldn't be a wrestler. You know, so I mean, these women, I wouldn't make the weight, but you know, these women, they get the job, and then all of a sudden they feel like there should be all these exceptions, especially with the weight thing. You know, we're going to put a lot of money in the business to have that image, and these things are driven by men. And you said, well,
yeah, but let me tell you from the position of men again, men, I'm not talking about someone who's plus size or something. Men, I'll speak for myself, and let's see if they join in with me, Anita. We're not looking at weight and a woman being thin in that manner anymore. It's changed tremendously. All right, I'll give you an example. Serena Williams, I find to be really attractive. At times, she's been a little bit out of shape, but by and large, she is. Now, I don't know what she weighs. I don't know what she weighs right now, but I certainly don't think she would be a model weight or anything like that. So, today, it's changed from 10 years ago, don't you think?
She needs those muscles. She's an athlete.
Well, but I'm talking about attractiveness. If Serena Williams were serving drinks at the Borgata, I think the average male would say, that's a really attractive woman, whether they knew it was Serena Williams or not.
They might say that, but it's about both. I mean, that's not what they were hired for, you know, and you might say that I am like most men. You're not like most men. And most men don't think that.
They don't. Most men want fashion model thin. I reject that. I'm sorry to have to put weight on that. Come on.
They just could be fashion model thin. They were, and even when I went there, the women there, I used to go to the casino a lot.
Right.
The women there weren't exactly perfect.
Right.
They weren't overly thin. None of them. And so I don't know what they were requiring them.
Yeah,
to be.
I got to get that weight, you know, But Anita, thank you.
Women can be very overweight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling. Guys, are you more with Anita headed toward what? Is Kate Moss still out there? That's the only model I'm referencing, that sort of thing, versus women that are bigger. They're not overweight. I think that's changed. I don't know that guys sit on the board here and go, yeah, that's no. Maybe legally they feel they have to have a weight limit. That's the only way to do it. If they have an attractiveness standard, then they're going to be in more trouble. All right, Lou is in Hamilton, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. First-time caller.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to tell you, you asked if anyone was relegated to weight checks.
Yes, I was
one of the original stewardesses back in the 70s.
Okay.
And that was the terms of hire. When we got hired,
mm-hmm.
you had to be, but they did have a weight chart, so it would be small-boned, medium-boned, and large boned.
That doesn't sound so scientific, but I
but there was a chart. But anyway, we had to weigh in for
yes.
all the years that I flew. I'm a retired flight attendant
right.
now, but I had to weigh in every single month. And it was just, as I said, it was the terms of when we got hired. It was the norm.
Well, how did you make weight then? What did you do then?
Well, I just always made, I don't know, I worked, well, working flights, you're on your feet for six
right.
hours, Newark to Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
San Francisco, whatever. I never found it a problem, but those were the terms, and you just, you know, all the girls that I flew with, my flying partners, it was just the way it was. That's how we were hired. And I was a size 2 when I got hired, and I was a size, my uniforms were fitted for me, and that was part of it, too. That the uniforms were perfectly tailored. It was a look back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As you say, now the standards have changed, and they have since thrown out weight standards with the airlines.
Well, yeah, and I don't think, with all due respect, I don't think the stewardesses are supposed to, they're supposed to be personal appearance to be fine, but I don't think that's, you're able to do that anymore with airlines.
That's correct.
We're more concerned if you'll give us peanuts because of everything, and you won't charge us $100 for every piece of luggage we have.
Well, you have to remember first why flight attendants on flights. It's for FAA
right.
mandates. But anyway, back in the 70s, it was a visual thing. United wanted a crew to come through the airport, and you would see, you know, everybody was just very fit, thin, and attractive. And that was just, when you apply for the job, that's what you're
gotcha.
You're buying into.
Thank you, Lou.
That.
Look, well, those were the days where flying, you got dressed up to fly. It was an experience. Now it's, can I get through TSA?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.